Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we are going to provide you with a technology update, mainly talking about wireless upgrades. My very special guest on the program is Todd Trantham. He is our Technology Director and the co-host of this program. So if you listen to us on the radio or our podcast, you'll recognize him. So, Todd Trantham, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Nolte. I appreciate you having me on here.
I appreciate you being on. When we were doing our show preparation, he sat down and said, you know, I'm not used to being on this side of the microphone because I'm usually interviewing you or someone else. But we appreciate you providing us some important information in one of the departments that you manage. So we're talking about a wireless upgrade, and you know, what all will that include?
Well, Dr. Nolte, we were fortunate enough this year to be able to secure some funding to be able to upgrade our wireless access points in almost all of our buildings. The funding is going to include not necessarily replacing, but adding some switches. Switches are the devices that allow those access points to connect to the internet, to connect to the world. We're going to be able to put new wiring in because those things have to be physically wired in, so you have to run wire down the hallway and put that into the classroom, and then we're going to replace the access points themselves or add access points. So what we're going to eventually do is really double the number of access points in our school system and touch about 85% of our classrooms. So it's going to make our internet connectivity better by doing that and give us some functionality that we've not had in the past.
Okay. Can you elaborate a little bit more on how it will improve the wireless access, maybe give us some examples and talk about that?
Well, first of all, it's going to improve our capacity. Now, what capacity is your density or the number of devices that you can get on in one time. And in a home, that may not be that important because you may have 5 or 6 devices that get on, or maybe even 10 at one time. But in a classroom, you've got to be prepared to have 30 kids that could possibly be on the internet at one time, either on devices that we own or possibly even on their own devices that they brought from home, and then have the same thing happen in the next classroom over on both sides.
That's right.
And so as students have begun to carry their technology with them more, and we've just found that there's lots and lots more technology in our classrooms than there was even 5 years ago. So we've got to be prepared to handle the capacity. The second thing it does is it improves our coverage, which means the actual number of spaces in our buildings that you can get online. This is going to add some coverage to us and have in some of those dead spots. You know, think of it like a county with cellular access.
Yeah,
there's dead spots.
Exactly what I was thinking about.
In our schools, there's some dead spots, and we know that those are there. And those are not instructional areas, but those are sometimes areas where we might need to have, for instructional purposes, coverage in.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be able to add coverage into some of those areas and improve coverage in some of those areas. It's going to improve our speed, the actual speed that you are able to get on those wireless access points. At this point, for us, one of the good things this brings to us is that there's not going to be a lot of difference between sitting your computer down and plugging it up to a wire and sitting down your computer and plugging it up to the wireless. You know, for a long time, if you really wanted a good connection, you plugged a wire into it.
That's right.
And so with this upgrade, we're really going to take that out of the equation, and pretty much everything in the district can be capable of being wireless if we wanted it to. And then the last thing, and maybe even the most important thing, it's going to allow us to be a lot more secure. Some of the design features that we're putting into this as we've thought through it are going to allow us to secure our network a little bit better. And as we all know, in the last few years, that's become an important talking point. And so we feel good about what this is going to bring to us.
So what schools are included, and how are they selected?
Well, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do all of our schools and all of our facilities. And so what we did was we decided, first and foremost, the most important place that we need to cover are our classrooms. And so those became our focus. And then the next question we asked her was, which of these classrooms have the oldest access points? And so we took and we looked and we decided where those oldest access points were. And those were the ones we selected to replace, and we did that until we really got to the point we felt like that's about all we can afford to do this year with the amount of funding we have available
to
us. So about 85% of those classrooms system-wide are going to be able to have their access points either replaced or have a new one added to it. It's going to cover all of our elementary schools. It'll cover Waynes Middle School and Bethel Middle School. It'll cover both of our traditional high schools, Tuscola and Pisgah. The three schools we weren't able to cover were Kent Middle School, Central Haywood High School, and the Haywood Early College. And all three of those, the real reason why we couldn't do that is because the access points are much newer there. Those were the last three that we really focused on. And so the equipment in there is newer than the equipment everywhere
else.
That's
right. They're in much better shape if you're on those campuses.
Yeah.
You know that. And we are, as we go on and off campuses from our jobs, we connect to the wireless. And there's a big difference mm-hmm. between those places and other places. So it costs money to do this kind of stuff. So, you know, what's the cost and where did we get that funding?
Well, and I think that's one of the really important questions that we answer
mm-hmm.
because we want to be good stewards.
Absolutely.
And it's very difficult when you may hear out in the public that there's a wireless project going on and you're going to spend $500,000 on wireless. And then the next article you read is about cutting teachers or cutting teacher assistants.
Right.
And people have a hard time understanding, well, why are they doing that while they're not able to do this?
Yeah, first of all, they wouldn't let us spend the wireless money on teachers.
Right, unfortunately.
Different source.
Unfortunately, a very different source.
And the state cuts those. I'm answering for you. I'm sorry, I can't help it. You know, and the state decides the teacher assistant funding and the teacher funding.
So we want. I think that makes this a very important question to answer.
It does.
Here's basically what we were able to do. This year, the FCC, who runs a program called E-Rate, and E-Rate is a reimbursement program for schools that reimburses some of their technology spending. And for years, E-Rate has reimbursed things like our actual connection to the Internet and the amount of money we spend on that, or the connections between our schools and the network connections that we build in there, our telephone service. And so this year, E-Rate went through some major changes, and one of the things that they decided they were going to begin to cover was wireless in our classrooms. And so we were able for the first time this year to apply for wireless coverage in our classrooms and under E-Rate. And so we chose to do that.
Sure.
So when we do this $500 million project, almost $500 million, about 80% of that is going to come from E-Rate. They're gonna not necessarily write us a check. They're gonna pay the vendor themselves for the equipment, and we'll never see that bill because we were able to qualify. And you qualify for E-Rate based on your free and reduced lunch. That's why it's important when those free and reduced lunch forms come out that you make sure if you're possibly eligible that you fill those out, because those make a big difference in our funding.
And since we're talking about technology, you can fill those out online too.
That's right. You sure can.
Yeah.
But so that pays 80% of it. Then we were fortunate enough with the state of North Carolina, there was some money left over from, I don't know, some of you remember the term Race to the Top, but the Race to the Top grant the state had, there was some money left over there. So that paid about $90,000 of it, or what was almost equivalent 20%. To the other 20%.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at our cost to do a $500,000 project, and I think our out-of-pocket is going to be somewhere between $10,000 and $15,000 just in prep work and design work and getting this thing ready to go. And we felt like that was a pretty good trade-off for having, you know, new access points in almost every one of our classrooms. And so we decided this was something we needed to look into and pursue. Fortunate enough, in the last week from when we're recording this, we found out that all of our requests have been approved. So we're definitely in line to get this done sometime, probably late winter, mid-spring. We hope to be able to be finishing up with this.
And I'm just going to add a few thoughts here as we go into the last 30 seconds or so of the program. There's a number of benefits for end users, students, and teachers. A lot of the testing that the state requires is now online. So
that's
that
right.
Gives us, we can do more testing in a shorter time period. Mm-hmm. We don't have to rotate students as much through labs and things like that. There's not paper. You don't have to print all the tests. It saves money. That's taxpayers' money that's used more wisely.
If we're able to test them quickly, we have more instructional time to teach them before
that. That's right. That's the old teacher talking.
That's right.
All right. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. And as always, I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.